Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Welcome into the praise. Welcome. Oh,
name.
Come on, can we do that right now? Just welcome him, come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We magnify your name. Oh, oh, you're so worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Deaconess Fay?
Yes, I didn't hear it say unmuted. I'm sorry. Good
okay.
morning, good morning, good morning. It is an honor. It is an honor to be here this morning as your presider. I am Deaconess Cassandra Robinson, and I will be giving out our order of service this morning. I just first want to pause momentarily just to give God glory, just to give him all the honor and praises, just to wake us up this morning to see a brand new day, a day that we have never seen before and never will see it again. I just glorify God this morning, y'all. Come on now, let's praise God. I know we can't hear each other, we can't see each other, but we can just glorify God this morning, just thanking him for being so good, so good, so gracious, so kind, so merciful to us, for calling us one more time and opening our eyes to see this day that he has made. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I just honor him. I just praise him, and I thank him for this opportunity to be your presider. And the service will go as follows. We will have... let's see, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. A song, We Worship You, O God. Then we have a prayer by our very own Deaconess Vern Sanders and devotional reading by our very own Mother Kenneth.
You, oh God, from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same, we worship you, we worship you, oh God.
We worship you,
oh God.
Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Heavenly Father, just want to thank you, my Heavenly Father, for giving us another day. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the wind, Lord. We thank you. We praise you this morning, Father. We lift you up today, God. We magnify your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, take care of the people that are over in Ukraine fighting, and the people, the mothers that have to run with the kids and then leave their father behind. Lord, pray for them. Pray for the nurses and the doctors that are over there. Have to know that need help. Give them strength when they're weak, Lord. Lift them up. Give them a clear mind, Jesus. My Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for my pastor, Jesus, and her father and her mother and her kids and grandkids and brothers. Lord, we praise you tonight for today, Father. We lift you up. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, you know, God, you don't have to have an appointment to talk to you. He's calling you all the time, Lord. You don't have to get no email. You can talk to him and answer him. And talk to him, he'll answer you, Lord. You don't have to have no Instagram, because he's always there for you, Lord. Just lift him up. Just praise him. Just call on his holy name. And when you get down, just get in your real quiet place and just pray and ask God to help him. Forgive you, Lord. Forgive you for all your sin. Forgive me for all my sin, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I lift you up. I praise you. I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. You are so sweet, Lord. You are so kind. You are so powerful. You are so loving. Lord, you got all power, nothing you can't handle, nothing too big for you that you can't power, you can't handle, Lord. We praise you, we worship you. Lord, take care of the doctors and the nurses in the hospital and take care of the homeless, Lord. Give them a place to rest, to eat and sleep, Lord. Take care of the homeless and go by the hospital and heal people by the Jesus. Take care of Mother Mays. Mother Glory, Mother Deacon, Deaconess Faye, Deaconess Robinson. Lord, take care of me, Lord. Take care of Sister Tanya, Jesus. Let her give her a clear mind. Take care of me, Lord. Take care of my family, Lord. I worship you and I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for heaven's sake. Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so glad to be here today. Our scripture devotional reading today will be coming from 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. What know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Thank you for the reading of the word. May the Lord add a blessing to the word, and all those that hear be blessed. Amen.
Amen, amen. At this time, we're going to have a song, We Were Born to Worship. Hallelujah, I just love that. I love that. We were born to worship. And then following the song, we're going to have pastoral observation by our very own Pastor Black, announcements by Sister Joyce Phillips, and exhortation of praise and worship, Sister Kamisha Black Georgia.
I want you to look at someone sitting next to you and tell them, we were born to worship. Look at them and tell them, we live to worship. Asha, Asha, can you say? I know we got some nice cars and we wear nice clothes, but the only reason we're here tonight is we were born.
We were born to worship.
I know we had some other plans and some other things planned for our lives, but the only reason we're here tonight, we were born. Hallelujah. I want you to just look at somebody and tell them, I live to worship. Tell them.
I live
every day of my life, God. The only reason I'm living, I live to worship you.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you may be on today. It might be afternoon for you, but welcome. Thank you so much to our own Deaconess Cassandra Robinson for being our presider this morning and helping us get to a place of worship that we may experience the Lord today as we worship him together. We thank God for our opening prayer by Deaconess Sanders and Mother Kimmins for our devotional reading. How timely our prayer was today and our reading was today. I hope you all are really paying attention to this worship experience today because it was purposeful. Amen. It was purposeful. I'm coming with a few pastoral observations. I want to say thank you to our ministry leaders, Brother Farrell and Elder Mitchell, for leading our men's ministry. They will be meeting on this Friday, March 18th. They kicked it up for March Madness. They've met once already, and they're meeting again this Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. And we want to invite all of you that have brothers, sons, nephews, cousins, boyfriends, you name it. You name it. Invite them to join our men this Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. All they have to do is call into our prayer line. That number is 774-220-4000. And the code is 55558#. That's this Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. I want to let you know that they don't have to be a member of Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. They just need to be men who are desiring godly fellowship with other godly men. So if you know of any young man, old man, that's seeking to have fellowship with godly men, this is the place to be. So I want to encourage you to encourage the men folk to join our men. Also, I'm grateful to God for the leadership of our women's ministry, our very own Sister Tanya Jones and Sister Kamisha Black, taking the charge of leading our women's ministry. We met on yesterday. And for those of you that were not able to meet with us, we missed you. We missed you. We missed you. We had a very powerful discussion on the importance of rest. Resting for our spiritual body and resting for our physical body. And so I just thank God for our women's ministry. They took the charge. They led us in our worship experience on today. And so we're truly grateful to them, and we thank God for them. They will be meeting again next month. So they meet every month on the second Saturday. And so stay tuned for more information regarding our women's ministry. I want to invite you all to join us every Wednesday night for our fellowship, prayer, and Bible study. We are an Acts church. Well, Pastor Black, what is that? Well, read Acts chapter 1 through 6, and it will tell you what kind of church we are. We are an Acts church. We believe in the power of fellowship. We believe in the power of prayer, and we believe in the power of God's word. And so when you read Acts chapters 1 through 6, you will understand us better and the work that God has commissioned and commanded us to do. It is our charge to do ministry like Jesus. It is our charge to go out into the highways and byways and compel men and women and boys and girls to come to Christ. And so on Wednesday night, we have our Zoom time. we get together, that gives us the opportunity to check on the strong. We can see the smiles. We can hear the laughter really good on Zoom. And so if you want to join us on Wednesday night for Zoom, the meeting ID 7649787 8739. That is the meeting ID. You can download or upload the Zoom link, and they will ask you for the meeting ID. And the meeting ID is 8764978739. Or you can call in, and that number is 253-215-8782. And the code is 55558. And that is every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. We are fellowshipping, we are praying, and we are studying the Word of God. We also want to remind you to pray for those that are sick and shut in, those that are asked for special prayer. We're praying for Ted Kennedy. He is the nephew to our very own Mother Gloria McClendon. We're praying for Sister Linda Thompson. She is a very close family friend to us, Mother Kimmins especially. We are continuing to pray for Mother Walker, Mother Betty Walker, Sister Cheryl Prophet. We are continuing to pray for Aunt Susie Mack, who is the great aunt to the Macks and the Mays family. We are praying for Mother Harris and Mother Diane, Mother Gloria, Mother Mays, Deacon Gwynn and Brother Kimmins. If you are desiring prayer, we invite you to join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 o'clock p.m. where you can pray with us. You can make your prayer requests and your supplications known, and the saints of God will pray for you. Well, you say, Pastor Black, how do I join you? Well, you join us by calling that same number that our men call on Friday night. That is 774-220-4000. And the code is 55558. That's Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. I want to take out this time to welcome any of our guests, any visitors that we may have that are worshiping with us. If this is your first time, we definitely would love to hear you say good morning or good afternoon, that we may share and shower love and thanksgiving on you today. Maybe you are worshiping with us and this is not your first time, but you just haven't felt comfortable enough to press one and say good morning or good afternoon. And you're saying today, I feel it today. I want to say something today. We want to give you this opportunity before I yield the call over to Sister Joyce Phillips to make special announcements. If there are anyone worshiping with us today for the first time and you would like to bring greetings from your city, your state, your church home, press one. We can bring you live. If you are worshiping with us and it's not your first time, but you would like to share, we would like for you to press one that we may bring you on live. Good morning. We have a caller. Your last four digits are 2339. In a moment, you will hear a voice that says unmuted. Then you can talk.
Good morning. Afternoon here. I live in Pula, Georgia. First, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I bring you greetings from my home. I'm at home. And I just wanted to say that I received something very nice in the mail yesterday from Greater St. Stephen's. I want to say thank you because I wasn't expecting yet, but it's just a little bit of token showing that you guys are, you know, welcoming your callers, your family, but I just want, I am family because I'm Pastor Black's big sister.
Uh,
And she's my darling, and I'm her darling. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you and praise God and keep me lifted in your prayers.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 So for all of you that know, that is darling. That is that's our name, our term of endearment. We've been knowing each other since elementary school, and that's my darling. And so I'm thankful to God that she's with us every Sunday. I want you all to know she is with us every Sunday, and so I'm grateful to God for her being with us. And for those that don't really know who Darlin is, her name is Lynn Lewis, and she used to live in Portland, Oregon. For those of you that are on the line that go way back to New Hope days, she was Lynette Haggard. Amen. That we go all the way back. So we're just truly grateful to God. Thank you. Is there another this morning? We're so thankful to God. To our hospitality committee team, Mother Carolyn May, Sister Mona McGee, for making sure that we are continuing to do ministry like Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm going to yield this call over to Sister Joyce Phillips to make a special announcement for us.
Good morning, Pastor Black and church family. The announcements are as follows. Pastors, 17th pastoral anniversary. The love offering is $50. If you are not able to give $50, please give what you can. Mail it to Mother Kimmins by April 6th. Church Family Pastoral Appreciation Zoom Meeting. We have adjusted the time. We are still meeting on April 9th via Zoom at 5:30 to 6:30. You will pick up your purchased meals from 3 to 4 that day at Huggins Hall. We will have more detailed menu and pricing by next Sunday. April 10th, we will be gathering at Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church to celebrate our Angel of the House. From 3 to 4:30, we will be observing COVID protocols. And that concludes our announcements.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Joyce, for that announcement. I hope and pray that you all govern yourselves accordingly. I hope and pray that you take time to worship with us. And I do want to reiterate the protocol, the COVID protocol. I am aware that they have dropped the mask mandate, but we know that the number of Black and brown lives that were lost through COVID, we are still going to wear our masks when we gather, and we will still practice the 6 feet social distance. So when you get to Greater St. Stephen's, which is located at 3605 Northeast Mallory, we will be seated every other row. You will sit on the row with your immediate family. So if you are a single individual and you're coming to worship with us, there will be another person on the row with you, but they will be on one end and you will be on the other end. So we will definitely be still govern ourselves accordingly. And so that is April the 10th. We will be back in the building for our first face-to-face worship experience. So I'm looking forward to a high time in the Lord. We're making ready now to prepare our hearts and minds for praise and worship. We know the importance of worship. We know the importance of praise. And so I want you to get yourself ready. The word of God today is coming. The title of our lesson is Freedom, Freedom to Worship. And if you've been listening, all of our songs that have been sung deal with worship. I'll get back to that when it's my turn. But getting us ready, getting our minds ready, turn off the TV, tell the dog to sit down, tell the kids to sit down, get your notebook ready, get your pen ready, get your Bible ready, and then get your heart and mind ready to worship, leading us to the throne of grace to help us prepare for our exhortation of worship is our very own Sister Kamisha Black Joyner. She is coming at this time. Following our exhortation of worship will be our praise and worship time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For the word of the Lord in Psalms 95 tells us, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Thank you, O God, for being a king, O God. Thank you, O God, for being a great God above all gods. O God, we come now, God, to give you glory and honor, O God. We come to lift our holy hands, O God, in surrenderance of what blessings you have to pour out from heaven, O God. We come, O God, to open up our mouths, O God, and make a joyful noise unto you, O God. We enter into the gates with thanksgiving, O God, and we praise your holy name, O God, for you are a great God. God, you are our faithful God. You are our healer, oh God. You are our provider, oh God. So today, oh God, we owe you another praise, oh God. We bless your holy name, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We ask you right now, oh God, to come into this place, oh God, for your presence are already here, oh God, for your word tells us that when one or two gather in your name, there you are in the midst. So we thank you now, God, for being in our midst, oh God. We bless you now, God, starting us on our way, oh God, and allowing us to have the activities of our limbs to bless you, oh God, to magnify you, oh God, to give you all the glory and honor, oh God. We come, oh God, with a humble heart, oh God, ready with expectations of what you have prepared already just for us, oh God. We know that blessings are for us, oh God. You create them just for us, oh God. So we thank you now for the blessings that you have with our names on it, oh God. We clap our hands, oh God, because we know that you will do abundantly and above all that our minds can even begin to imagine, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for having a plan for our lives. Oh God, thank you for having a purpose for this praise and worship that we are getting ready to render unto you, oh God. We love you today, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God, because we know that without you, nothing is impossible, oh God. So we thank you now, oh God, for opening up our eyes to see the miracles that you have created within us, oh God. We bless you now, oh God, for the gift that you've given us, oh God. We can't open up our mouths and thank you enough, oh God, because if it wasn't for you, oh God, we'd be a rock out there, oh God. But thank you, oh God, for your salvation. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your healing powers. Thank you for your fresh anointing that you allow us to feel every single day, oh God. Now, God, we come with praise and worship, oh God. We come ready to dance for you. We come ready to shout with the voice of triumph. We come ready to sing at the top of our lungs for you. We come ready to go crazy in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, oh God, for your presence. Thank you, oh God, for your peace. Thank you, oh God, for your rest, oh God. We love you today, oh God. We magnify you, God. We bless your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah is the highest praise, oh God. You get the glory. You get the honor, oh God. We were born to worship, oh God. So now we do is what you created us to do, to worship and praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen.
glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. Forever you get the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, you get it.
You get the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
When the healing comes.
Hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
When the freedom comes.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
When the justice comes,
you get the glory.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise.
Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. 'Cause when the peace comes, you get the glory.
Glory.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
Out
of my life. Out of my life. In every situation. Every miracle.
Gracious Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace this morning, thanking you, Father, for being our provider, our protector, our healer, our deliverer,
yes.
For being our mind regulator, for being our joy, our peace, our strength, for being our help in the very present time of need. God, we come before you this morning to worship you, to pour our praise out on you. To give you all glory, to give you all honor, Father God. We worship you, yes, O God.
Yes.
As the song said this morning, we were born to worship.
Yes.
O God, and we come to worship you today because of who you are. Not because what you have done, but because of who you are. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and every knee is going to bow to confess that you are God. You are the creator. You are the sustainer, and we worship you today. Nobody else but you get the glory, get the honor. We come before you, Father God, today to pour our praise on you, realizing that the breath that's in our lungs, it ain't even ours. It's yours. And so we worship you today. We praise you and we thank you, Father. We thank you for our family and friends that have gathered to worship with us on today. We thank you for this body of believers who have gathered to worship with us on today. Father, we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick in their minds, sick in their bodies, sick in their spirit and their soul. We pray for the bereaved family today. We lift up the family of Brother Bruce Glass today. Touch his children. Touch his grandchildren today, Father God. Comfort their hearts today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today for being a healer. We thank you for being a restorer. We thank you for being a God of order and having a plan, not only for this world, but for our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you today, and we lift you up, and we exalt you.
Yes.
It's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray. Now, Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. I ask that you would give hearing to the hearer. And God, I pray that you would open up our blinded eyes that we may see the manifestation of your glory. Touch our ears that we may hear your glory, Father, today. Open up our mouths that we may offer unto you a more excellent praise. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us of all of our sins. Wash us thoroughly in the blood of the Lamb, Lord God, that we will worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for the hearers, and most of all, we thank you for the doers. So that's what you're calling for in these last and evil days, that we just not love you and worship you with our lips, but with our hearts. Mm-hmm. To us, Lord God, right where we are, that we may elevate our praise and elevate our worship to give you all the glory and all the honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. 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 Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. It's preaching time. It's preaching time. It's preaching time. And I am excited about this word on today because if you know me, I am a worshiper. All of the songs that were played today just moved me in such a way to where I just want to worship him like we are not accustomed to worshiping him. I'm going to talk a little bit about that on today too. I don't know. This is when I wish that we could be face to face so that I could get a good understanding of who's with me and who's ready to take this journey with me. The title of our lesson today is Freedom to Worship. Now, it comes from the book of Ezra, chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 10. And our printed text is from Ezra, chapter 6, verses 1 through 12. So write that down so that to later on today, before 8 o'clock, before we come back together for the Light of Portland broadcast on this line, you can have caught up with me because I'm not going to particularly read word from word Ezra 6, 1 through 12. I'm just going to give you a snippet of it because I am a teacher that wants people to take the word and apply it to their lives right now. Mm-hmm. Not next week, right now. So I want you to say, this word is speaking to me for right now. This word is speaking to me right now. Freedom to worship. I want to look at this today. The aim of this lesson is to help the believers and the hearers of the word to ponder excuses we offer for failing to act in accord with God's will. All right. The song said we were born to worship. I want to give us the opportunity today to ponder, and ponder means to think about deeply. Not just, you know, take a few minutes to think about what am I going to eat and then run in the kitchen and make you a sandwich or fry you up some chicken or not that kind of thing. It means to really meditate upon the excuses that we use, that we present that keep us from acting in accord to the will of God. The song says we were born to worship. Do we really worship the Lord? I'm going to put a pin there to that. I'm going to go back to that. Then it says we will be able to, the lesson aim then says we will be able to confess our failings before God. So we're going to identify the excuses that we use that prevent us from truly worshiping, because remember, worship is an action word. So what prevents us from really worshiping the Lord? I'm gonna tell us. Then it tells us that the lesson aim says at the end of this lesson, we will receive joy of forgiveness and get on with task at hand. Well, what is the task at hand, Pastor Black? The task at hand is that we will have a deep appreciation for the freedom we have to worship. Russia and Ukraine are places that the people there worship God. But their leader, Putin, is an unbeliever. Ooh, I wish y'all could see me because I'm scratching my head right now. Because if you read this lesson, you would have understood the times that we are living in today. The Cyrus Archidorus, the kings during this lesson were unbelievers, just like Putin. But the children of Israel were worshipers of the true and living God, just like the residents of Russia and Ukraine. What we'll notice today that's different than what Putin is doing is that these three kings that are in this lesson, they made it possible for the people of Israel to do the task that was at hand. And the task that was at hand, according to our lesson, was to rebuild the temple.
Yeah.
So let's back up here. Some things that I want to talk about. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. I told y'all I was excited about this lesson. Worship. I told our women's ministry on yesterday that private worship, write this down, private worship impacts public worship. Okay, so public worship, and I have been priding myself lately due to this pandemic, that our worship experience is 90 minutes. It consists of prayer, scripture reading, songs of praise and worship, and the preaching and the teaching of God's word. That is what we call public worship. Mm-hmm. It is of order. It is planned out, okay? If y'all had studied the lesson, you would know I'm in the lesson. The Sunday morning is planned out. There is an order. There is a presider. There is someone designated to do certain things throughout the worship experience. And so that type of worship, God loves it also. But the worship that impacts this 90 minutes is the worship that the believers do Monday through Sunday, Sunday through Monday. Every day, believers must worship the Lord. So your worship on Monday through Saturday before you get to public worship is going to look a whole lot different than this 90-minute worship experience. Amen, Pastor Black. So what does that mean? That means when you are in the comfort of your own home, you can lay prostrate before the Lord. You the one who vacuumed the floor. You the one who mopped the floor. So you know how clean it is. So you shouldn't have a problem with putting your face on the floor. If you've been gifted with some things to help you in your prayer time, like I have been gifted, Mother Mays gave me a prayer shawl. I should be taking my prayer shawl. I got my prayer shawl wrapped up nice and neat, ready for the World Day of Prayer on May the 5th. But if I was really impactful with my prayer time and my private worship, my prayer cloth would not be packed up with Greater St. Stephen's stuff for May 5th. I would have it here at the house, and every day I would lay it out on the floor, and I would lay prostrate on it. To worship the Lord. Why? Because I was born to worship. Why? Because he alone is worthy of all worship. Let me tell you, we worship God for who he is, not what he has done. And you, the only way you can know who he is by having an intimate relationship with him. That means you don't wait till Sunday morning to read your Bible. You don't wait till Sunday morning to pray. You don't wait till Sunday morning to clap your hands and give him praise. The other day I was on my way to work and got caught up in the car. And the tears began to flow. And I had to sit in the parking lot at Warner Pacific and lift my hands before God and allow that worship to take place, because I really couldn't worship him like I wanted to, because I was on 60th and Division. I wasn't at 68th yet. So when I got to 68th, I put that thing in park and I began to cry out to God. You don't have to be at the church to worship. You can be in the car, on the office. You can be in the office. You can be at home. You can be in the shower. You can just be in the bathroom. You can be at the dining room table. You can be sitting on the couch. Worship is who God is to you. Once you start thinking of who he is, the songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. And hallelujah is the highest word for worship. I dare you to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Something is going to stir up in your spirit. David gives us clear instructions in 1 Chronicles. Chapter 16, about how worship is supposed to take place. I hope you wrote that down. First Chronicles, not Corinthians, Chronicles, Chronicles. It's in the Old Testament. Chapter 16, David gives us clear instructions on how we are to praise and worship the Lord. He gives words like give thanks, call upon the Lord, make known his deeds, sing unto him, sing songs unto him, talk of his wondrous works, give glory to his name, let your heart rejoice, let your heart seek after the Lord. He says, be mindful of his covenant. David gives us clear instructions on how we are to worship. Remember, private worship impacts public worship. So your worship experience at home should not look like your worship experience at the church house. Even though there are some occasions where we are free to worship the Lord like that. I can't wait till we get back to worship the Lord and we just kneel before him in his presence. You can kneel. You can stand. You can lay prostrate. You can sit in a chair and throw your head back and hold your hands up. Close your eyes and meditate on who God is. Right now, our brothers and sisters in Russia and in Ukraine don't have the freedom that we have here, my brothers and sisters, to worship. So don't let us take advantage of this freedom to worship. Let's look at some key words from Ezra chapter 6. A decree. A decree was given out by the king. A decree is an order, usually having the force of law. a foreordaining will. So the decree was given for the people to go into the temple. Now, the temple was ruined. It had not been destroyed. It was ruined. Remember seeing the news when those planes crashed into those buildings on 9/11? How those buildings were ruined, those twin towers were ruined. Some of them, you know, they hadn't all the way been destroyed down to the ground. They were ruins. They took them down to rebuild. And this is how the temple of Jerusalem was. David, Solomon, they all had built it. And through the children of Israel had been in captivity in Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar went in and started throwing little bombs and tearing up stuff, took sledgehammers and stuff and tearing down the walls of defense to keep the enemy from getting in. And then he took all of the gold and all of the silver, all of those things that were placed there, the Ark of the Covenant, all of that stuff, the candlesticks and the tables that held the equipment where they would come and make sacrifices, and the bowls for the incense and the puffer out thing to put the candles out with. Nebuchadnezzar stole all of that stuff. He looted. Stuff didn't belong to him. He took it. These kings, King Darius, he gives an order to the people. He says, I want you to go into the temple, and I want you to search for the records, the documents that had been written back during the time of the great prophets, Isaiah and Micah, because we need to get back to basics. We need to set our houses in order. We need to set our businesses in order. We need to set our places of worship back in order according to God's holy ordinance and God's holy will. So we find here that in Haggai chapter 1 is where you really need to go before you read Ezra 6. But in Haggai chapter 1, you know, the children of Israel, last week when we read this lesson, they were, Cyrus sent them back to rebuild the temple. But they couldn't do the work. They had returned from Babylon to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. And they were not able to finish the work because they were hindered by their enemies. There was future work to be done, and it took them over 15 years to get it done. In Haggai delivered a message to encourage the people to rebuild the temple. Haggai was probably born in Babylon during captivity time, but he returned to Jerusalem with Zerubbabel, and they had a work to do. Y'all seen that TikTok video? You got to know the assignment. Do you know the assignment? Do you know the assignment? Do you know the assignment? Do we have the assignment? I want you to know something, my brothers and sisters, from Ezra chapter 4. As believers, we can expect opposition when we are doing God's work. That's 2 Timothy 3 and 12. Unbelievers and evil spiritual forces are always working against God and his people. Remember, I told you I was a person of application. I'm a teacher of application. I want you to know that when you have made up in your mind that you're going to live holy and live righteous, and you're going to do what God requires of you, according to Micah 6 and 8, the enemy is going to come. And he's going to come, and he's going to send his imp. Sometime his imp might be your spouse. Sometime sometime it might be your child. Sometime it might be your three best friends. Remember the story of Job. It might be your coworker. It might be your boss. It might be your car. It doesn't matter. But let me tell you, opposition is going to come when you are trying to do the work of God. Believers today, let me tell you something. Be at a place where people can accuse you of being unjustly. You know that your haters are going to come, but know the assignment. Don't let them get you off focus. Keep your eyes on the prize. That's what happened with the children of Israel. They let their enemy come in. The enemy, remember the two tribes that was there to build was the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. They were the ones responsible for making sure that the temple got rebuilt, but they got distracted because their haters came, their enemies came. I want to tell you today, my brothers and sisters, don't let opposition keep you from doing the will of the Father. Be steadfast and unmovable. Be steadfast and unmovable. We read back in Haggai chapter 2 that the children of Israel were given instructions, the message that Haggai preached to them. He told them, be strong. He says, the children of Judah have already returned to worship God, and he promised to bless their efforts. Now it's time for them to work. We must be people of prayer. We must be people of studying the word of God, and we must be people ready to worship. So Pastor Black, what are you saying to us today? I'm saying during this pandemic, my brothers and sisters, be strong. During the storms that come in your life, be strong. During the circumstances that come that you weren't expecting, be strong. And how do you be strong? You be strong by praying, by studying the word of God, and by worship. My Bible says that the heart of the king is in God's hands, and God can change the heart of the king just like he changed the channels of the river. God has given us a job to do. He wants us to change the world. How do we do that? It is through his power. It is through his strength. It is through his might, not on our own accord. God wants us to change the world, and he wants to use us to do the assignment to change the world. God has placed us in places of employment, and you have a voice there. God has placed you to be mentors over young men and young women. You have a voice there. What are you saying? What are they hearing? You are in the home. You got children, you got grandchildren, you got spouses, you got nieces and nephews that come in and visit you and hang out with you, your neighbors every now and then see you. What are they hearing? And what are they seeing from your life? See, in Ezra, they wanted to make sure, the kings wanted to make sure that the children of Israel rebuild it on a firm foundation. What is your foundation today? Well, if you don't know, let me tell you, your foundation needs to be Jesus. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand on Christ. The foundation we need to be building upon, my brothers and sisters, is Jesus Christ. He is the sure foundation. He will not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I hope this is helping somebody. As we look through Ezra chapter 4, remember opposition is going to come. Go back to Haggai chapter 2. and know that you are to be strong. And the only way that you're going to be strong is making an effort to have prayer, to study the Bible, and to worship. And remember, I told you that private prayer, private Bible study, private worship impacts public prayer, public Bible study, and public worship. I'm trying to make sure I give you all my notes here, because this was good to me today. When we gather together at the temple, we must come with the right frame of mind. We must come with the right attitude. We must come with our hearts already been purified. That is why, my brothers and sisters, when we get to our places of worship, we are not experiencing the full manifestation of salvation, deliverance, and healing. Yes, I said it. And I'm talking about Greater St. Stephen's. I can't talk about New Hope Fellowship, St. Paul, Antioch. I can't talk about a Morning Star. I can't talk about Solid Rock. I can't talk about Walker Temple. All I can talk about is Greater St. Stephen's. How come we, when we get together, we are not experiencing the full manifestation of salvation, deliverance, and healing? That's because when we come, some of us come with hidden agendas. When we come, we have not purified our hearts before we got there. Oh, Pastor Black, you preaching right here. We come because we want to be seen. We come because we want to be heard. But let me pop that bubble. Before we get together on the 10th of April, I hope that some of us have gone on a fast. I hope that some of us have elevated the way we pray and worship and study the word of God at home. Well, what you mean, Pastor Black? We ain't seen the full manifestation of salvation. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all this. I'll give you this example. When I was a teenager, I think I was a young adult maybe my early 20s, Pastor Devers was living, and he was preaching, and it was Easter, and we was at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, and Pastor Devers was preaching the hell out of us. Let me tell y'all, he was preaching. He was preaching so that this man came from the balcony, ran down the back of the church, and ran up on Pastor Devers, and he said, "Save my black A." That's a full manifestation of salvation. People come running in saying, "What must I do to be saved?" Now, I can't tell you if that man is still saved or not, but we saw him come running, trying to get his soul right. Well, what do you mean we ain't seen the full manifestation of healing? We have folks come to the church in walkers, in wheelchairs. We have folks come blind, crippled, and did any of us that have the gift of healing lay hands on them? Jesus has given us those gifts, and he's given that. He said, "Greater work shall you do than that which I did," because you got the power of the Holy Ghost. Trying to watch my time here, y'all. My time is about to run out, but I'm trying to help us here. The full manifestation of deliverance. I'm not knocking the 12-step meetings. I'm not. They're good. But for real deliverance would happen at the church. And the power of the Holy Ghost would keep me. And the 12 steps would be taking place in the place of worship. The 12 steps, I wish Sister Tanya was on the line. I want y'all to know I took a class a couple of years ago, and we were instructed to go to an AA meeting. I want y'all to know there was over 300 people on this Zoom call to attend this AA meeting. Now, if these people had been at a church and it had been delivered, like the woman with the issue of blood got delivered, Uh-huh. Like the leper had got delivered. Like the man that was sitting at the temple gate asking for alms, got delivered. If them 300 people had been at a church and got delivered, don't you know our churches would be jam-packed today? I'm just thinking out loud. But I hope you understand here that the foundation that you are building your intimate relationship on with God must be on Jesus Christ. I'm coming to an end. What in your life needs to be rebuilt? Is it your prayer time? Is it your study time? Or is it the way you worship? What needs to be rebuilt? And then what in your life needs to be restored? Just like the kings made it possible for the children of Israel to need nothing when it came time for them to rebuild the temple. When you read in Ezra chapter 6, verse 8, it said Darius, who was the king at the time, provided funds for the building of the project, and he made offering to the priests. So the funds came from the king's pocket. And then later you read that he didn't tax the people, so that when they gave their offering, it went to the building of the temple. He made provision. What in your life needs to be restored today? God is saying, I'm here, baby. I'm here, son. I'm here, daughter, to restore everything that the cankerworm and the locust have eaten up in your life, that have caused you to make an excuse why you cannot live holy, why your life cannot be a life of righteousness for me. I'm here to restore it. I'm here to wipe away every excuse because you have failed. I'm here to give you a second chance to rebuild your intimate relationship with me. I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters. Today, what I preached from was our daily reading. If you have a Sunday school book, they're found, this week's daily reading was found on page 327. And I read those to help preach Ezra chapter so that we could apply this lesson to our lives, so that we could get a better understanding of what is required of us. Psalms 138. And my conclusion today, because my time is up. It says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thy own hands. That was David talking to us about how to have a prayer of thanksgiving, and that we ought to be thankful when God answers our prayers. God works out his plan for our lives, and he brings us through the difficulties we face. But the only way that he brings us through those difficulties is if we have built our lives on the foundation of Jesus Christ, and we spend quality time in prayer, study of his word, and in worship privately, that we may impact publicly the prayers, the study of his word, and of worship. Let us pray. Gracious Father, I just thank you. I thank you for this word on today. I thank you, Father God, for what you have deposited in our hearts and our minds, that we may be able to take this word and apply it to our lives today, this very moment. We are able to apply this word from Ezra chapter 6 to our lives. Thank you for making it plain. Thank you for presenting it to us today, that we may be able to have private prayer time, private Bible study time, private worship time, that when we gather together, our worship will impact not only us, but those on the outside looking in. Let us be reminded that we owe you another praise. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the situation, we owe you another praise. I thank you for the hearers of this word, and I thank you for the doers of this word. Now may we receive strength and power to apply this word to our lives, that we would bring unto you all the glory and the honor that is worthy to you. We pray these prayers in thy son Jesus' name. And Father God, as we prepare to leave this place of worship, this time of worship, it is my prayer that you, O Lord, would keep us from falling and present us before the all-wise God, faultless before his presence with glory and exceeding joy, and that we may forever give him glory because he is worthy of all glory and honor. And now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us, hence, now, and forever. What I say unto one, I say unto all, may your private prayer, praise, and worship impact your public worship experience. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Join us tonight at 8 o'clock for the Light of Portland.
Amen. Amen. Good word.
Come on, everybody. Open your mouth and worship the Lord.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, just wanna thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do, yes, you do.